JSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Massachusetts, now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray that still props on your bar cart. For the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. When someone asks me who's my favorite Batman, I'll think of you and say Christian Bale. But it always sounds so fake. I wonder if your tongue is turning over anything I used to say. Your sister's trying for a baby lately, and your parents got new jobs. It's getting darker, so I turn you down, but
CJSF. Thank you.
conceived in rhythm, whether we knew it or not, wanted or not. It was and has always been about upholding la clave en el alma, the beauty and sanctity of the rhythm that created us, the rhythm that is us. Somos el latido de la naturaleza. It was and has always been about the holding la clave en el alma, the beauty and sanctity of the rhythm that created us, the rhythm that is us. Somos el latido de la naturaleza.
Escúchanos, somos la hija.
Inspiración. Mujeres.
We walk and sing, break, dance and cry in it. Every single word that flows out our mouth is a rhythmic declaration of our presence.
Somos la esencia de la bomba.
Ritmos sagrados held together by vibration, by the sound of the sum of us, always right on time, magical, rhythmical, timelessness of us. Somos la fiebre.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to CJF 20.1 FM, broadcasting live from unceded coastal Salish territory in Burnaby, BC. My name is Richard Pan. You are tuned into CJSF 19.1 FM, into Richard's show. Coming up, we'll talk about the workplace dynamics, the power of getting involved with your station, and dive into the world of chatbots. So there's been a lot going on for the last week. Last week, I attended the annual general meeting of the CJSF radio station in downtown Harbor Center. And also, I will share the upcoming performance of SFUCO, the Simon Fraser University Concert Orchestra, the performance at tomorrow, 3:30 p.m., in ballroom. It is 3:30 p.m. in Burnaby Campus SFU, the Student Union Building, in the ballroom at the fourth floor. Everyone is welcome. The seats are based on the first come, first serve, and we encourage the audience to donate $5 for the entry. So first, to promote the show of the concert orchestra, the reason is that I am one of the members. I play the piano and the clarinet in the concert orchestra. This time we selected a repertoire including many of the songs from the movies and also one classical music from Beethoven. And talking about the concert orchestra, we sent out an invitation to the president of the concert orchestra, and they replied that yes, they are glad to attend one of the future interview sessions for Richard's show. So we can expect that happening in the near future. And for this promotion, I shall play one of the previous performed song from SFUCO, the Simon Fraser University Concert Orchestra. The name of the song is called "How to Train Your Dragon." It's a famous movie song. I was playing there. You may see my clarinet sound from this track. I remember that after this song has been performed last year that's the last show of the previous conductor, Elena. And after the show, I remember the audience stood up and even blew some whistles to celebrate, to appraise our performance. So that gave me a strong impression. That's why I chose this song to share and promote for SFUCO tomorrow's performance. Enjoy. come back. How do you feel about this performance? I was so moved after reviewing this performance that happened last year. What you have heard here is the concert, only from the concert band, which includes the flute, clarinet, the brass and the percussions. This performance is conducted by Kaito, and who will also be conducting the performance tomorrow. Okay, so that concludes the promotion part for the concert orchestra. The second part of the show is that sharing from the workplace is about the union and the labor movement, which I found that audience might be interested in it. Recently, I talked with one of my friends. She mentioned that she mentioned a topic about workplace bullying. For the workplace bullying, it is the thing happened here is one of the senior employee in the company, in a private company, start to blame and accuse one of the younger or junior employee due to, for example, accuse their ability, the competency of doing this job, or have you ever learned English at all? Things like those scolding and accusation. And in that company, the young worker does not have any resources to seek help. And yeah, then this friend shared the story to me and I did some investigation. The results is that, hey, for the senior employee, it's not that they are older, that people have to respect them or have to obey them. It is that if the senior worker respect others, then they will receive the equal respect from the younger people. That relates to the human right in BC and also in the federal level. People are treated equally in the workplace, regardless of their age, their religion, their ethics, their background. So for this victim employee, what resources can he or she has to seek help? One is an organization I met in the Vancouver District Labor Council. It is the non-profit organization is called the Social Network Solidarity. This is a non-profit organization, and Vancouver District Labor Council passed a motion to donate to this organization to support them. I remember it is $1,000. I believe many other local unions or larger union in the Metro Vancouver level, they did the same thing to support this organization. What they do is they advocate for the workers who do not have a union in their workplace. They offer the human rights education. They offer the monthly meetup in a workshop or some meeting in downtown. They also offer the legal help, legal advice if the employee interacted something unhappily. So if you need some for like this employee, he or she can reach out to them. Just search this name on the website. It's called social network. It's called I'll double check the name and deliver it later. Right, that's the labor movement story sharing. Next, we are going to listen to another song from Concert Orchestra, SFU Concert Orchestra. The name of it is called Princess Mononoke. It's a Japanese anime movie song. And this time it includes all the concert orchestra. The strings are included. I believe the piano as well. Let's enjoy.